This is Glenda Shepherd. The Jodes and 2.5 million other Oklahomans and Midwesterners left the Dust Bowl for California. Grapes of Wrath, Chapter 19, quote, "And then the dispossessed were drawn west from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, from Nevada and Arkansas, families, tribes, dusted out, tractored out," unquote. But some stayed. Muley Graves, a neighbor of the Jode family, tells Tom in Chapter 6, quote, "I'll be around till hell freezes over. There ain't nobody run a guy named Graves out of this country," unquote. The Grapes of Wrath moves out on Route 66, now Interstate 40, to tell the story Steinbeck knew needed telling, a plight of migrant farm workers. When I taught the Grapes of Wrath in my junior English class, one of the options I offered students was to interview older residents of the area, usually grandparents and great-grandparents, about how they survived the Dust Bowl days. The students came back with the recordings of the Muley Graves of Stanton County. Like Muley, those farmers weren't going to let anyone run them off. My students brought back from those interviews a sense of awe for their ancestors. I got students engaged in the book. Years later, I read The Worst Hard Time, The Untold Story of Those Who Survived the Great American Dust Bowl by Timothy Egan. Here were the stories of all the Muley Graves. When the price of wheat sunk below the cost of production in no man's land, the Oklahoma Panhandle, quote, "The Falker family learned to use their wheat for something in every meal. They ground it for a harsh breakfast cereal. They sifted it to make flour, blended it in a porridge with rabbit meat at dinner," page 104-5. "And the Lowrys, with bare fields and canning tumbleweeds, thought, why not leave? But Ezra Lowry said, I'm not going to put my family in a soup line. Not me. We have food here and a roof over our heads," page 163. Others, without food, waited in line at Sheriff High Barracks' office for roadkill. A third option, steal food, page 165. My maternal and paternal grandparents moved into southwest Kansas decades before the Great Depression. They proved up homesteads and grew enough wheat to at least subsist. When the rains grew scarce and the crops failed, they weren't turned off their land by a land company or a bank. Why or how they were able to stay is lost to me. Both my parents lived through dust storms that were seen as just part of life. Dad had no problem with a little dirt. He called it grit in his fried eggs. Mom knew how to make corn starch pasted strips to keep the dust from filtering through windowsills. Gradually, soil conservation practices changed, farming enough to hold the dirt on the ground. In grade school, students made yearly soil conservation posters emphasizing contour farming, shelter belts, and cover crops. Muley Graves' stubbornness lived on as the Dust Bowl rested and then began to sustain life again. This is Glenda Shepherd. This is my book bite for The Grapes of Wrath, part of the 2026 spring read for HPPR's Radio Readers Book Club.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written.